red.
Oh, raspberries? No, they don't grow here, I don't believe.
And, you know, some berries you wouldn't want to eat because they might be
poisonous.
And what are they, those tall bushes that grow around here that they might grow in here? They have beautiful pink and white blooms on them, dark waxy leaves.
Magnolias?
Well, it'd be like a magnolia, but it'd be a bush. Small. Would you call that magnolia?
Camellias? Is that what you mean?
Well, they grow along the, wild, along the creeks and things.
Oh, a wild thing. Okay, now describe it again. Waxy leaves and...
Well, you know, they have, up in the mountains, they grow larger in big bushes called root. In the is any kind of... What about any kind of laurel around here? Or any
Mountain laurel? Cherry laurel grows here, I believe, but I don't know what it looks like.
What about mountain laurel? What's that?
I don't know. I've just heard of that.
And have you ever heard of the kind like that that grows in the mountains? You don't know what that is. And if somebody came to your door and, you know, asked you about something, and you didn't want to make up your mind about it, you say, well, I must ask.
My husband.
And if he went to the door and he didn't want to decide, you say, well, I must ask.
My wife.
Well, do you ever hear anything else there besides my husband and my wife?
Oh, sure, but not in common usage. Spouse or helpmate or... life's partner, or, you know.
I must ask
the boss or the old lady or the old man, but not, we certainly don't use that, anything like that in common.
The older terms, like the people you might use a long time ago?
My better half.
Here, I'll turn this off. Well, what do you call a woman whose husband is dead?
Widow, not widow woman.
Well, a woman whose husband she's left, you call her a what? She's a what?
Grace widow.
Do you use that?
Yeah. Now, I have heard that all my life. I don't think people do use that term now, but I surely heard that a lot when I was growing up.
Well, who took care of you when you were little?
Yeah. Well, of course, my parents did. My mother did work some when I was quite small, and we had maids.
Well, what did you call your mother?
Mother.
And your father?
Daddy.
Well, did you ever hear anything else used there? Like, you know, like by older people or even younger people now? Have they changed that?
Well, my children call me Mom, where I never would have called mine that. And occasionally they call us by our first names. But we have never said Pa and Ma. Or, now grandparents are frequently called Papa and Mama or Big Mama or something like that. Not in my family, but it's frequently done around here.
What else could you call grandparents?
Well, I called my grandmother, one of them, Mama, and the other I called Nanny. Oh, my parents certainly did not ever want to be called Grandma and Grandpa, and we never used that, but I guess a lot of people here do, or something like Papa Jim, or, you know, just a little personal term.
Well, is there any difference in, like, the terms you'd use as a child and the terms you use as an adult for your grandparents?
No, I call them the same thing until they died.
And you have two
daughters.
And they are
teenagers.
So
and the girls.
Well, you said kids and children. Do you ever use any other words there?
Instead of children or kids? No, I don't ever say brats or anything like that.
Well, did you ever hear anything else there?
Offspring.